Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KMAREducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. Recent events remind us that no one is invincible. These life events give all of us the opportunity to change. A wake-up call is about soul-searching, kindness, support, and appreciating everyday abilities. It is a process, let me remind you. If we don't get it, reflect on it. Understanding it and acting on it, that comes later in the process. So, if you don't reflect on it, you're missing the boat. This is what I'm telling you. Life changes on a dime. The power of compassion in uncertain times is our topic today. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Marietta. Good to see you back in the studio.
Thank you very much. And you didn't ask me how I am this morning.
Oh, well, I guess the listeners would like to know. We did speak briefly before the show.
Yes.
How are you? Let the listeners know.
Thank you very much. Little on the brain foggy side, mental clarity. So I just want everybody to know, Rich might run the show here this morning because, what's a partnership for, right?
Absolutely. Richie the T might be back on the air.
That's right. But let me give you a couple of tips that I found a couple of weeks ago. There's a new app. You probably already know this, but if you don't, Flip, F-L-I-P-P, is a unique app that gathers up sales flyers in your region. You can review them on your phone. Now, I did that, and I installed the Flip app. So if you live in an area with several competing grocery stores, you can save serious money by finding out in advance where the best prices are for the things you want. You know, I looked through the app. It was very exciting because I do like to look at everything. And, you know, when it comes down to buying for one person, moi, you know, I'm not driving 15 miles to get the eggs 5 cents cheaper. But it is exciting to look through the app. It's very well done, has other stores in it too. And yes, before we go shopping, I like to know what everything costs. At least I like to look. What I do after that, that's a whole nother thing. Most of the time I don't have coupons with me. I'm not a coupon clipper. And have my grocery list missing. So, but, you know, I'm only one person, so it's not a big deal. But the app is fantastic. That's a great idea. And, Rich, you should get a new phone. Never mind this Flip thing.
Flippity-floppity thing,
you know?
No, well, my grocery shopping is I pretty much buy the same things every week. It's just for me. So it makes it pretty easy. I'm in and out of the store in like less than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Spend $50 in 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're not real candidates for this Flip app, but it's still nice to look through it. I like to look at everything and then do my own thing. So anyway, it's the Flip app, F-L-I-P-P, and I downloaded it. It's really worth your time. So, okay, I'm ready to rock, Mr. Rich.
In tough times, be kind to yourself. Self-compassion is the first step to healing. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. Show kindness to yourself and others. Together, we can get through anything. Those that listened to the show last week remember that we got to know Marietta a little bit more personally with some questions that we asked. So we had so much more information that we want to know. So this is part two. So we're going to continue with some more questions for Marietta, get to know a little bit more about her background. So let me get going here. My first question is, what is the first thing we need to understand about life changes?
Rich, oh my God, we need to understand that change is a constant thing in life. And regardless how much we plan, unexpected changes will always come our way. Look at yesterday. Finally, I made it to Quest Lab, 10 after 8. I was there. I was so proud. I said, oh, you know, I'm not changing it again. And 10 after 8, I walk in, and they were down and didn't have the right information hooked up on the you know, where the people sign in. And I knocked on the door, and she said, well, we're down. Oh, and I should change it a little bit because the communication was not proper. You know, you didn't know whether you should sit down, wait for something, you know. So anyway, I had no problems with that. I went to the grocery store. I went home. I didn't work yesterday. I took the day off, and I cooked all day. So unexpected changes, I was fine with that. Now I have to make another appointment to go for the fourth time, But that's okay. It's all right. I have no problems with it. Okay.
I'm surprised they wouldn't have put some kind of a note on the door to let people know so you didn't have to go in and try to wait to find somebody out what they were going to do.
Right. There was one guy sitting there, and I asked him, and they wrote something. Oh, you can't sign in on the portal, you know, on the computer. So I said, well, should I sit down? So I knocked on the door, and she got mad when she came to the door. You know, so but it didn't even bother me. I said, thank you very much. I knew what to do. I got the heck out of there. So and did my thing, you know.
Go back to the old days where you have a clipboard, you sign your name. And
exactly. You know, 8:30 me in the grocery store, unheard of. You know, I don't have that much. There's nothing important that I have to buy at 8:30 in the morning.
Well, unless you're doing cooking and you need certain ingredients.
Right. But that wasn't, it was for the cat. I had to, you know, but anyway.
Well, hey, your cat is important too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I had a wonderful day yesterday, and I did some excellent cooking. Anyway.
It's nice to take care of yourself too.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's
yes.
Probably a very good life change that people need to do as well, to take care of themselves. But what happens to those who don't plan for things like that?
Well, for those who don't plan, life will take the reins and plan for them. Life is in charge. It's not that we are in charge. And life is the judge. I learned that. I don't know if you believe that or not. I'm not trying to make you believe what I believe. But I believe that life is in charge. We're not in charge. And we're certainly not the judge. You know, so when other people don't do the right thing, you know, I say to them, life will take care of them. That's all I need to know. I don't need to step in, you know.
And you have to be prepared for the unpredictable, which would be fits right in with my next question here. As you said, when you went to Quest and suddenly you weren't able to get your testes done, so you changed your schedule. And what is the mindset that people should use to adopt when you have an unpredictable type day like that?
Well, to really be adaptable and resilient, understanding that while we can influence our path, we must also be ready to navigate the unexpected twists and turns of life presence. Now, tell that to the people that flew yesterday that were down, the airlines. And one woman got very excited, and she said, we paid over $500 per ticket, and they only are giving us $100 back. You know, I'm with you, girl. I would have gotten ticked off as well. So I wouldn't have just said, oh, well, life is unpredictable. No. I'm not saying that. That's not the right, you know, the right attitude to take, because especially if it's about financial, you're losing financial loss. But you know what? I learned a long time ago, I no longer get excited. We're delayed for 2 hours. I wouldn't get excited over that, Rich, you know, on the airport. You know, it is then what it is. It's out of my control. You know,
absolutely. Absolutely. You can't control any of that thing. And to get up, sometimes I find just yelling at something, it gets you out of your system. but right. it doesn't really do anything to fix the problem.
Exactly. So I learned that. So that bothers me not at all. But when it comes to financial loss, like this woman on television, she was shown several times yesterday on different channels. I understand that. And I hope she, you know, keeps at it and gets her money back in whatever. I don't know what they do when they have an outage like that. You know, hospitals were down. Everybody, you know, a lot of people. So that's why I said, I don't need to call any businesses today. I'll cook.
It was a good day to stay home and cook.
Yeah, and mind your business and the poor people that were out traveling. Too bad, you know?
Exactly. Now, when you have an unpredictable problem like that, how can those changes lead to any inner transformation? I've heard you use that term in the past.
Well, we have an opportunity to reassess our priorities, our beliefs, and habits. This reassessment can lead to significant inner growth. Now, this is what happens when something unexpected happens, like really big time, let's say a medical situation. In other words, you walked yesterday and now you can't walk anymore. First of all, you're in disbelief. You don't start reassessing your priorities and beliefs and everything. That doesn't happen like that. While you're in the hospital, and I'm talking about my own story, while you're in the hospital, you're anxious to get your life back. You're anxious about what the doctor is saying. You're anxious about what they believe and what is really wrong with you. So this process of reevaluating your life doesn't start when you're in the process of getting better. Absolutely not. So I just want to point that out. I know the ins and outs of everything. But afterwards, when we gain footing again, you know, we need to reflect, hey, why did this happen? And we may not get the answers right away, and that's okay too. But at least start reflecting. A lot of people, I'm shocked how many people don't reflect in their life. They just, you know, keep functioning from day to day. You know, you got to be in tune with your feelings, Rich.
It's so like you important. Get into a rut, I think, sometimes, yeah. More with families when you've got children and a lot of different responsibilities as opposed to, I'm a single person, but single people have their own little things that can come up. And one of the things that I believe you've mentioned in a previous show was if you have a sudden job loss would be a sudden life change. How would people deal with that? Is that the same idea?
Yeah. Somebody got fired. It can be devastating, and how it was done. And it may have been that they weren't really guilty of whatever, you know. Losing a job, I have gone through that as well. A medical diagnosis, very much. But let's stay with the job loss. People, they spend 20, 30 years at a place, and they dedicated their life to work. And they never thought about getting something on the side and making something of their skills and talents. And they're devastated. And that's why I preach, everybody has wonderful skills and talents. Start implementing some of it and really set yourself up as a little business. Don't dabble around because it's coming. We're only, you know, good enough for people till they don't use it, till we're no good to them anymore. And I'm talking about work. So I'll get back after the break.
Difficult times call for gentle hearts. Treat yourself with the same kindness you show others. We are here for you. It's okay to not be okay. Compassion for yourself and others can make all the difference. Reach out if you need support to kmareducation.org. This is Richie the T. We have more questions for Marietta. We're talking about sudden life changes, and how do people typically react to those sudden changes?
Do you have my, now you have my microphone on. They're shocked, they're in denial, or attempts to continue as usual, applying old solutions to new problems, which usually proves ineffective. People don't realize these changes, job loss, medical, really drama in their life. You don't realize that life has already moved like the clock, 5 after 12, and you're still applying your know-how, your beliefs, everything to the clock, 5 of 12. This is what happened to me because you don't know better. So what I'm trying to do today, I'm trying to make you aware of when you have big changes in your life or even smaller changes, because everybody's threshold is different. So listen to your inner self, because there is a voice inside of everybody and you have the answer. But if you don't listen, you can't go through life just being mental. You know, a lot of people are just mental. You know, they're not connected to their feelings. How can they start reflecting? They won't. I was hoping one of our former presidents, after the situation last Saturday, I was looking for new signs as he was, speaking at the conference last Thursday. And there were tiny little signs that I saw, but this is a long, long path. Again, I don't want to be judgmental here, but this doesn't come overnight, and it certainly is a process, you know.
Is there something that signifies the moment that somebody is aware that they've had a life change like that?
Yeah, the moment of awareness occurs when we recognize that our old ways of thinking and acting are no longer effective. And that's the sign, because I kept making it work. I was trying to make it work, and it didn't work anymore. It's just I went through this process. Otherwise, I couldn't talk about it, you know. And we have to do it in a faster pace here, because we only have half an hour, so I can't go in real depth, you know. But I've gone through all the steps, you know, and you just don't have the answer. Well, why did this happen to me? It came to me 3-4 years afterwards. You know, but keep asking yourself questions and pay attention to how you feel and think. That's the key, because you have the answers inside of you.
You have to basically work off your life experiences. What feelings would accompany this kind of a realization?
Well, feelings of frustration, confusion, disorientation, indicating that an internal change is taking place. Yeah. And it's a horrible thing to go through when you're confused and disoriented. It's a horrible thing. It's almost like it's worse than a brain fog that I have this morning. It really, really is. Because, you know, you every day you're stuck with this. You're stuck with your confusion and disorientation. That's exactly how it is.
Is this kind of like rebooting a computer?
Yeah. That's exactly. You need new software. You need to reboot. You need to install new apps. But this, again, doesn't happen over time. Take each sign and mark it down. Write it down somewhere so you won't forget. You know, because we get busy with life. We get sidetracked with life. But it's just like rebooting your computer and putting in new apps. And the old apps just won't serve us anymore.
And when you start moving on, after these new pathways, how does that embracing that, what is that, how do you go through that?
Well, we have to explore new ways of thinking and behaving. And then we will develop resilience, adaptability, and a deeper understanding of ourselves. Again, that's a few years in till you gain that to that point, you know. But it was important to me to understand, to make sense why did this happen to me? And I know why this happened to me. In order to work with people and help people on their path, I need to understand weakness, why people are weak, because I never understood weakness about myself, because I thought I was, you know, was strong. So God let me feel what it's like to be weak and to be asking for help of others. Very, very important too, that we need others to help us in life. Very, very important. So a few other things, but I won't deviate from the questions.
And how can self-awareness help in recognizing these inner changes?
Well, notice your feelings. of unease and or repetitive failures. That's what I'm saying. We're trying to restore what worked for us before, what we were successful at, and it doesn't work anymore. That in itself, it's a disbelief you're going through. And before you know, 2-3 months have gone by. Maybe I should try something new. Because why should you chase something that worked before? You were in the saddle. It worked.
It works. It works. It works.
Yeah.
We hear that.
No, true. This is a very important point because your livelihood depended on it, you know? And all of a sudden, what are you supposed to change?
And that's kind of leads to my next question is what can you learn from unexpected changes? And that's what you're doing is you're learning to move on to the next phase. If you had a medical condition.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. You're moving on to the next phase? What phase? Because the computer is empty. The computer doesn't have the apps in it mentally. You're on a blank screen. And we're talking about changes in life when you have real big drama happening to you in life where life changed us. And I want to spread that word because life will change us. So I started reflecting, Rich, and that's how it starts, reflecting and asking questions and stay on it. You know, don't do it just occasionally and then whatever and dismiss it. Never dismiss this. Never. So, you know.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more questions for Marietta. Healing begins with a compassionate heart. Be gentle with yourself and those around you. We are here to help. KmarEducation.org. Life can be challenging, but kindness can make it easier. Practice self-compassion and extend it to others. We're here for you. KmarEducation.org. This is Richie the T, back with more questions for Marietta, and we're talking about unexpected changes in your life, and how can those changes lead to inner transformation?
Well, we have an opportunity to look at our beliefs and our habits, and the strategies are really about keeping a flexible approach, staying present and mindful, and yes, a lot of people say, well, seeking support from others. I had no others. I went through this by myself in another country. So, but I do believe in talking to professionals, like a therapist, and hashing it out together. You know, somebody that you click with, somebody you trust, and so forth. And not that I have had that opportunity. I didn't. I hashed this out myself because, and I think that worked out fine. But once I realized that the old ways didn't work anymore, that I was so successful at, you know, then I started immediately creating new opportunities. That's what it was all about. But for that, I had to change environment and I had to change total course of I no longer was in the finance industry. That was just it. 18 years of it, successful years. And that was very hurtful, very, very hurtful. It's like you're taking an arm or a leg because, you know, you just... You became immersed in your work and everything. You're thinking, you're living everything. But anyway, that took some time to subside too. But that's, you know, that's fine.
And what strategies can help us when we're navigating these uncertain times of change?
Well, what strategies?
Yeah, well, I mean, what would help you get through that? Because, like you said, if you lose your job or you have a medical issue and you start to do some inner thinking about where you're going to go from there, and are there any strategies that can help
right.
you with that?
What I would do, I would start focusing on your skills and talents. Because creativity, when you immerse yourself into your own creativity, it will help you heal. It's almost like a lifeboat. You're sitting in a lifeboat and you're not thinking about your medical condition or, the negativity, that the drama that you experience. Try to focus in on your creativity and start building. Start spending a lot of time with your creativity and start building a new direction, something that you really love. And your skills and talents will be your best partners, something that you loved a long time ago. And, well, I could never make money at it. No, look at it now. Look at it now, because money is may not be the first thing. Now the creativity, how can I reach this? How can I do this? How would this work right now? So I spend a lot of time in my creativity department. I loved it. And that was a lifeboat. And you start healing over time. If you do this really consistently, you start healing, you know, and your thoughts change too. Your thoughts start changing and also start helping others. That's what, you know, because it's very easy. Oh, why did this happen to me? It's very easy to start getting depressed. So I started doing a lot of volunteer work, first time in my life. Never had, took the time to do that. But I loved it. And I started learning why other people didn't have the strength to pick up their life and why they ended up on the street, or why certain things happened to them. And I do want to add to this, because we're almost out of time. And I lost my train of thought, Rich.
Well, you were talking about being flexible earlier, and that was one of the questions I had, is that you do have to be flexible in dealing with these changes. But how can, if you're mindful about the help that you have in the time to change, how does that help you? Does it help you stay grounded?
Yes. You got to get the mindset in the creativity. That's what you have to do. You cannot step out of your creativity. Always get back to the creativity, because the moment you step out of it, you start thinking again, why did this happen to me? And maybe sometimes you start having the feelings of feeling sorry for yourself. And that's not good. That's, you know, it's not good. It's not constructive.
And having support systems, I would think, would help as well.
Some people really have the family and friends and everything. I never had that. So me looking for support, I need a person that understands me. And it may be a therapist, maybe not, depending on if they ever had a drama like that happening to them. Therapist, this is just my own opinion, don't understand everything all the time. They don't. You know, if they have lived it too, you know, maybe. But that's just my own opinion. You know, maybe they have mentally an understanding of it, but mentally, emotionally, they don't. Just my own opinion, folks, you know, whatever it's worth.
And is there a long-term benefit of experiencing these changes?
Oh, yes. You it's like you have new foot tracks, new steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so forth. You have a new direction. Absolutely. First, you only have maybe 3, 4 steps. And as you're walking these steps, you get more, because, you know, after 4 comes 5 and so forth. Oh, absolutely. And before you know, when you're at step 15 and you can see, oh, I see a direction. I have an idea. Oh, I like that. You know, so that's what it's all about. But never give up, folks. And changes take place all the time. And thank God I'm more flexible than others. So anyway, have a great week. We'll see you next week. And thank you, Rich.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.